Okay. Wait, have I told you anything about? Actually,
No,
I'm not gonna do the banter.
you haven't told me anything. I don't even know
Okay.
what we're, to be honest with you, I can't even remember what we're talking about.
Makes it even better. Okay. Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the Literary Weapons Podcast. I'm Joshua.
And I'm Liv.
And I'm Land,
Land is
back by,
back.
I'm sure, much request.
Yeah. All five listeners are just being like, we need more land.
Chomping at the bit, I'm sure. I'm
Yeah.
sure.
So actually let's go through what we're all drinking, and then I'll tell y'all what book we're talking about. Since apparently nobody listens to me when I say what we're doing. Well, actually, Liv, you know what we're talking about, but
Hey,
anyways.
you told me. I was just, I'm pretty sure I was drunk when you told me.
That's fair. So, Len, what do you got?
Another Mexican delicacy, Corona.
Delicacy. That's a good one. And what would you rate it on the thumbs up scale?
What's like the in between?
Meh.
One and a half thumbs.
Yeah, you can give a
Or
thumb and a
like
knuckle.
I'm giving it a fucking meh.
So
Modelo is
that would
superior.
be no thumbs, right?
Yeah, it'd be no
Yes,
thumbs,
because
just all
Modelo,
fist.
I'm sorry, Modelo is superior.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Well, I
about
am
making a
drinking a
joke that probably would not
Sauvignon
be appropriate.
Blanc.
So
Man.
what are you drinking?
A Sauvignon Blanc. I can't tell if the cursive says is it an I or a J, but it's a that letter de Villebois.
Probably a J
Villebois.
then.
It's probably J. Yeah. Is
Jablabla.
that a white?
But it
That's a white, right?
is a white wine. It's Sauvignon Blanc.
White one.
It's from Costco.
Say what?
It's from
Costco.
Costco.
Costco. I think it's like Costa Rica.
I have another Costco wine
Actually,
called Tooth and Nail. Wait, Liv, what's your rating? And thumbs.
I'll give it one thumb.
One thumb.
Yeah.
So I have a two thumbs up right here. Tooth and Nail from Costco. It's Cab. This is the 2021 vintage. The 2022 vintage sucks.
Which I got.
Really? Wait.
There's that much of a difference between the two.
So, Land, the 2021, as you can see, has a cork. The 2022, they go to a screw cap.
Do not fucking buy a screw cap bottle of wine.
Yeah, but they didn't change the label. It's the same bottle, except it just has a screw cap. But it looks like it's the normal foil.
You will never catch me buying a screw cap cab.
So
Never.
I went to Costco thinking I'm going to be a good girlfriend and get Josh a bottle of wine. And I get the 2020 whatever,
Two.
and it's the bad one.
Oh no.
Because they were the same, it's the same exact thing. The number at the bottom is like this, like tiny.
Yeah.
And so I took a sip and I was like, well, how big of a difference could it
Ooh.
be? No, it is a big difference. This is a two thumbs up. The new one is like a meh or a
Well, because like the one that I've been getting a lot is the how was it called? I cannot remember the name of it. It looks the same as Josh, but it's not Josh. It's God, you know what I'm talking about, Josh. It's gonna come to me here in a second while we're like way in this fucking podcast. It's gonna really make
just
me
blurt it
mad.
out.
Yeah, it's gonna make me
Is it
mad.
Rodney
But
Strong? Rodney Strong?
No, it's another name like Josh.
Okay.
I mean, but anyways, I can't remember the name. I'm not going to sit here and think for 20 minutes. But the 2021 or the 2021 and then 2020 they have is not that bad. There's not really much of a difference between the two.
Right on. Well, Lynn, let me tell you what we're talking about here
Because I
today.
kind of forgot what book we're actually going over today.
So this is the book that I've been looking forward to read because it blew up on TikTok. Book six of the series just came out. It like people started losing their minds on TikTok. I watched a whole bunch of videos about how people are coming out of the woodwork saying this is the best like sci-fi fantasy series they've ever read. So it piqued my interest a little bit. We're going to be talking about Red Rising.
That's right. I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, people hype it up a lot.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. 'Cause I remember us talking about it now. Like that was like the book that I was, did I tell you, did I talk to you about that? Where I was like, I think I want to read this book.
I think so, because I was at the time, I was like, I want to read it too, but I'm worried it's too overhyped. I am here to
Is when we're living
say,
together, right?
yeah, because
Mm-hmm.
that's
Yeah.
when it blew up on TikTok.
Right. Yeah.
I'm here to say it lives up to the hype. At least so I'm halfway through book three. So far, I've read about 100 pages a day for the past week.
Damn.
Yeah,
So it is
Liv.
good then. It is good.
Oh, it's
Yeah.
fantastic.
Okay.
Liv, when did I start reading book one? That was like,
Well, it felt like 2 days ago.
because I finished each book in 2.5 days.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Like I physically cannot put them down. Like when I read at my like lunch break at work.
And I don't understand how you've read at work because work has been so crazy this week.
This is my escape.
I
Maybe
need to
that's
start
why
re
I've
I need to
been.
start reading on my lunch break. That's a good idea. I've
It's
never thought about
nice.
doing that.
Because I can usually get like 40 pages in during lunch.
Yeah, because I'll just sit there and look at YouTube and I feel like that's just a
Yeah,
mindless.
I grind through books. So I'm just gonna go ahead and say out the gate. These books live up to the hype. I'm with it. I bought like the night that I finished book one, I ordered the other five on Amazon.
That's crazy.
So two thumbs up out the gate. These books are amazing. So my approach to getting y'all into it without spoiling much is going to be tough. But I think I have an idea to make it interesting without spoiling much.
Because I
Please
actually want to
don't.
read these.
Yeah,
Because you've been talking
please
about them
don't
for so
spoil it
long.
because like
Okay.
it's been on my want to read list for like over a year now.
I'm pretty sure everything I have on my list here of stuff to say is not a spoiler past like page 50 of book one,
That's fine.
and it hints at things later on, but it's not spoiling anything. It'll just get you, it's like a good trailer of a movie.
Well, see, like I can take a little bit of spoiling. Like it's not like
This is just
it's
like the vibes of the book in the first half are very different from the second half. I think the second half is worlds better. So I would almost go into it being like hyping you up for the second half because it is worth it. But like they're very different stories from first to second half of the first book. From there, like from then on, it's pretty continuous. Like once he hits the halfway point of book one, like you're kind of with it from there on out. So if you like the second half of book one, you're probably gonna want to continue on. And so that's why I want to talk a little bit about that second half, because if you don't get excited about that second half, it's not worth even starting it. So I'm just gonna go ahead and I'm gonna jump into the world. So this is very sci-fi, but it doesn't feel like it at times, and I'll explain that later. It feels almost like fantasy at certain points. Either that or like it kind of dips into medieval kind of stuff, and I'll explain, because
Okay.
that's a confusing way to take it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you saw my face there.
Yeah, so the world, like when I say sci-fi, this is like cyberpunk, like they're doing like body mods to where if you want like a knife in your arm, you can go to a rip doc. They call them carvers, but it's basically cyberpunk.
Same thing, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can make yourself like 10 feet tall with weapons in your body, or you can make yourself literally like I'm trying to think what's the Greek equivalent, like, but like Venus, like you can Aphrodite, you can make yourself Aphrodite if you had the money.
So hold on, that's not what I remember when I saw it. So that's a lot different than what I thought it was.
It does not come off that way. It's
But that's a
really
lot like the other book that we talked about a couple weeks ago, where you can like he has the nano bites
yes.
or whatever.
It's kind of like that, except this is a lot more like dystopian version of that.
Oh, okay.
So it's a
Yeah.
lot more of like we have all this great technology, but we're still like grinding people in the like the gears of society.
Gotcha.
So, let me, I got lost in my notes. Okay, here we go. So the big thing about these books is that the society is it's very like hierarchy. So, and it's all color based and it's based on like, okay, well, hold
Lamb's
up.
eyebrows.
Hold up. No. Not like that. Pause. Pause. Oh, I mean, kind of like that, but not really. So, hundreds of years ago, when humans were leaving Earth, they decided that they, when I say decided, this is all like from the propaganda. But basically, what happened is the dudes that won the war said, we should be in charge. So they used like the genetic engineering to make themselves like demigods. So they're like 9 feet tall, like 9 feet tall sea bum.
So like Titans, pretty much, kind of, somewhat.
Yes, except they're all like Albert Einstein smart.
Okay.
So they are legitimately like peak of humanity. So they're the golds. They're in charge of everything. They're the like the peak of humanity. Like whatever that we think like a perfect human would look like, that's the golds.
Zendaya.
Yeah, every single one of them is
Lamb, shut
like
up.
every single one of them is a perfect version of a human being, like Greek god, goddess. And that's what they're like. They went to the doctor and said, I want to be like a Greek god or goddess. That's the goals. They're in charge, whatever.
Can I ask you what time period this is supposed to be taken in? Like,
This is like 1,000 years in the future.
okay, so this is like,
So humans have colonized every planet and moon in the solar system.
okay.
Damn. Because so, all
So,
right, so I'm getting this confused because when I originally thought of Red Rising, I thought of a different book. I thought it was more so in the past. I am completely wrong on what I thought we were talking about.
it comes off that way in the beginning. Because the story starts out from the lowest rung on the hierarchy. So golds are the top. There's a few other, so it's high colors, mid colors, and low colors. I'm not going to go deep dive into it, but it's golds are the top. There's a bunch in the middle, and at the bottom there's reds.
Okay.
So reds are think like Irish immigrants coming to the US. Like they're scrawny little dudes
Yeah.
and they'll basically like they work for nothing. And they're effectively slaves. Like, that's their whole existence. So the story is told from the perspective of one of these Reds. So that's why in a lot of like the back of the book and all that, it seems like they're so far in the past because they're basically just the slaves of the society. But yeah, there's from gold to red, there's a bunch in the middle, but and each one has their own hierarchies in between. It's kind of that's complicated. It makes sense when you read it because they have
Right.
hundreds of pages to explain it,
Of
and
course,
like it
yeah.
feels organic. But each one has their own culture, their own religion, and each one's culture and religion were made by the golds.
That's interesting.
And each tier was genetically engineered to fulfill their role. So the Reds were genetically engineered to be house servants, manual labor, and miners. So they literally are like given like less muscle mass, less ability to gain muscle mass, smaller brains. Like they are genetically modified to be the perfect slaves.
Okay, so when you first explained this, I thought it was like anybody could
No.
modify and do all that stuff. So I'm okay.
So, like, if you were born a red, you are a red. Like, your DNA is different from a gold.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Because when you first were talking about it, I thought it was like full-blown like cyberpunk where you could,
Well,
if you had money of any sort.
that's the thing is the other like people on the hierarchy, some of them are just like normal people. Like there's the Browns, which are basically like accountants and stuff like that, and just like office workers or like office drones. So they could earn money and do stuff like that. So at this point, I want to talk about the thing. This is my second best point. As my dad always taught me, you start out with your second best point, then you go to your worst point, and then end on your best. So my second best reason that I think this is more towards land, but I think Liv, this is going to affect you.
Okay.
So I said that the gold set the religion and culture of each tier. They based their own culture around the Romans.
That's pretty cool.
No shit.
So they're all their titles
So
are
they're
like,
fucked.
yeah, they're like they are depraved people.
Totally corrupt.
But they're like legates, Praetorian guards, centurion, leading legions.
That's
Like,
actually pretty cool, though.
yeah,
That I
and
mean, that
it
is cool. Yeah.
and so that ties really heavy into my best point, which I'm saving for the end. The golds are the Romans.
That's
So
I mean, that's cool, though.
it's so hard. Like they
So what
adopt
I'm imagining right now is like the caste system.
very much so. But
In
this is
India,
like
yeah.
they could do a DNA test on you and be like, and all like so it's like if you're whatever color and you walk into the like if you're a lower person on the rung and you walk into a high rent part of town, they would have a DNA scanner and be like, get back to
Get
your
the fuck
fucking
out
part
of
of
here.
town. Yeah.
Wow.
So it is, and also it's enforced in your culture. So like the people in those lower rungs are like raised with generations of this is just what we do, this is how it is. So a lot of generational trauma building up.
They need a good therapist
Yeah.
to
So
it's a conference.
the golds are the Romans, right? And I said that the Reds are basically like Irish immigrants. Because they just like I'm Irish, so I'm just gonna say it. They get drunk and they cuss and then they go to work.
I'm Scottish.
Yeah, like they are like the British Empire, but like they're the random dudes
Pretty
and like
shitty, to be honest with you, if you
they're
really
but like they're
know.
not like the cool parts of the British Empire where it's like we're all powerful. No,
They're the shitty parts.
these are the dudes at the pub in like some shitty part of London that are just like, oi,
Oh, fuck those
bruv.
dudes.
Yeah.
No one likes those guys.
Like imagine like a blue collar dude in London that just gets
Oh.
pissed drunk.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
And it's like really scrawny and weak, but he's like, I'm gonna fuck you up. That's the Reds.
Okay. Well, yeah, we like the Reds then.
Yeah, they're cool. So the only other one I'm gonna talk about is the Obsidians. No,
Is
actually,
that above? Oh, wait, is that above gold?
no. I'm not gonna start with the Greys are just like soldiers and police. So they're very like like US military guys in like Black Hawk Down, how they talk and act. That's the Greys. The Obsidians are like the Delta Force in Black Hawk Down.
You're gonna need to explain that to So
me,
are they
but
still so they're still below the gold.
The Obsidians are actually only right above the Reds, if you ask a gold.
But
Fuck.
they're above the grades.
Not in the society, but
But
in.
they're like as in like soldier status.
Yeah. These
Okay.
guys are
That's
like,
weird.
they're like Halo Spartans and Hulk. Liv, imagine a 9-foot-tall dude that's just roided out, has like three brain cells, and it's just like, I want to murder people.
Sick. So like Hulk smash.
Basically. So,
I'm in already.
guess what religion the golds made them believe in?
War? Like Aries kind of shit?
Mm-mm. Better.
It's not Greek.
No, it is a completely different culture. Like they made a part of a planet and made it into like a place from the past so that they would grow up and become these great warriors.
Christianity.
Mm-mm.
Islam.
Fucking Norway.
That's sick. All right. Oh, wait. That's how I know about this book. That's what I heard about this book. That's when
Yeah.
you told me like it was this future like place. I was like, I thought it was something else. That's what I thought it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
These dudes
cool.
are Vikings and they're 9 foot tall and they're
So
given like,
they're like worshiping Thor pretty much.
yes.
Okay, that's sick. That's
And they're
sick.
just given D-ball from birth.
That's sick. That's awesome. I'm in.
Okay, so that's I don't want to say anything more about the hierarchies because you find out a lot through the book. Those are the ones that are you'll get fired up about. The rest will fall into place and seem really, really cool. I want to talk about characters. I'm only going to talk about two characters.
How many characters are in the book? Like, are there like multiple main characters, or is it just like.
No. So I guess I'll go ahead and talk about the writing. So there's only one main character. The book is in first person. So it is from his mind, his point of view. He says, I'm doing this, I'm gonna do this. It's Darrow is the main character. He is a very badass Red. So in their culture, they're like his village, they're miners on Mars. And so he gets on this big drill and drills down into Mars for fuel, like spaceship fuel, their life expectancy as a miner or just anyone in that village, he said that his uncle was like, he's like, oh my God, like you're decrepit and old. Like, why would I listen to you? Like, you old piece of shit. His uncle's 35. And he is seen as like an elder in the village.
Damn.
Well, how old is whatever? What's his name?
He's 16. Huh.
Little baby.
Yeah. So, and when I started reading this, I
So
was
the
like, is
main
this?
character is 16.
Yes. And I was like, dude, is if this is going to be like straight up like young adult, like I'm iffy.
That was my first thought when you said he was 16.
I mean, so he is like 16, yes, but considering how like shitty his life is, he almost acts like he's like,
30.
yeah, basically. I mean, he's pretty much like, if you think about like the elder being 35, he's pretty much having a midlife crisis at 16.
That's
So,
called parentification.
yeah. Well, he's in a drill that might explode at any given second while there's like, they found out that Earth vipers really like where they drill. And so they just nest there. And as you're drilling down, they'll just
What are earth vipers?
like snakes from Earth,
Oh, okay.
because they're on Mars.
Wait, hold on. Snakes from Earth, but they're on Mars?
Yeah, like
Okay.
he's
So
from
they're
Mars.
Mars snakes.
Yes, and they evolved on Mars after like 1,000 years, but they're basically like, I don't know, like a copperhead that
So it's
evolved.
kind of like when the British brought a bunch of animals to South America and North America, and they just became native.
Yes,
Okay.
pretty much.
Gotcha.
So he
And
basically, his entire job and
bears.
life is a hellhole.
Solid.
But
Yeah.
he's a chill dude. Like, all these horrible things are happening to him, and he's just like, you know, life's good. What more could you ask for? Like, yeah, you know, our overseers basically just kill and rape and do whatever, but like, what am I gonna do? You know, I'm just a guy.
So what is the overseer class?
They are the Greys.
Okay.
So from a Red's perspective, the Greys are like,
The bitches.
no, they're like, oh my God, like these are like the deadliest things to ever exist.
Exactly. That's what I meant by bitches. But
Okay,
you know.
yeah. Like you gotta think like the Reds are like 5'5" and like 100 pounds flat. The Greys are like a normal person size. So like a dude that's 6 foot, like 200 with guns, and he's just like beating y'all around. It's kind of
So
like
your
the
average 18-year-old boy joining the
yes, that's why I said it's
military.
very US military. But like these guys are like a great experiment, like the Stanford Prison Experiment. This is right there.
Oof.
I'm not going to go any more into that, but the reason why Darrow is such a chill dude, and I love this, all he cares about is that he is his wife, Io.
He's 16 and he has a wife. Pause.
They've been married for like 2 years,
Does he say they have
okay?
children?
Oh yeah. No, they don't have children.
Oh.
But yeah, no,
Babies
they
don't need to have
imagine that
babies.
shit.
well, so you gotta think when you're dying off at 30, you know.
That's fair. I mean, that's just like medieval times.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think
Well.
about it that way, like people are getting married at 16.
So his wife,
Or
Io,
younger.
is the second character I'll talk about. I think for what I want to talk about today, she's more important than him. So the like her character or whatever, from everyone else's perspective, she's just like the most beautiful red to ever exist.
I mean, it's
Like
not hard to be a beautiful red when you're already genetically modified to be 100 pounds and 5 foot 5.
okay, all right. Now I remember you telling me about this now. Oh, this, yeah.
So
Oh, this is, yeah.
she is like the most beautiful,
Right,
most
right.
awesome person ever.
This is gonna fuck quick.
She is also like, while Darrow's being like, oh, you know, someone on my crew got beaten to death by the overseer. You know, what can you do? She's like, you should go kill him.
I like her
Like,
already.
yeah.
she is like, we are being put down by the man, and you need to stand up like a man and kill some bitches.
Fuck
Hell
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, we like this. We
She's
like her already.
awesome. Like, her whole thing is,
I'm just
like,
going to tell you based off of what you told me about her already. I got a feeling something really jacked up is going to happen to her later on in the book. And it's gonna be rough.
anyways, so at a certain point,
Foreshadowing.
I'll say her character is expressed in one quote, and I think like all of her characters in this one quote. At a certain point, something shitty happens, and she says, why won't you fight back? And Darrow says, if I fight back, I'll die, and then basically I'll just be like, I'll find emptiness. Like, what's the point of fighting back? And I'm just gonna die, and it's not gonna mean anything. And she says, death isn't empty like you say it is. Emptiness is life without freedom. She is a
That's
freedom fighter.
gotta be like a Martha Martin Luther. Say it right, Liz. Martin Luther King Jr. Wow.
Yes.
That took me a while.
That was great, Arlen.
Wow. Yeah, I'm a little tipsy,
I mean,
so I gotta.
Martin Luther wouldn't be a bad, if you were to say Martin Luther, that
Yeah,
wouldn't be a
that's
bad,
true.
like, I mean, that's the same,
Martin Luther. King. The King.
I mean, but if you were to say Martin Luther, that wouldn't be like a bad little connection either, though.
No,
Yeah.
they're
I
pretty
mean,
they're on the same
kind
level.
of same.
Yeah. I can
It's like,
see,
all right. Forget, Liv.
no, I see her more
I was
as
about to
a,
say, it depends on if you ask the Catholics or not.
yeah, I don't see EO as a Martin Luther King. I see her as a Malcolm X.
I like that better.
Yeah, that's badass.
So she's like, we're
Because, I mean,
being,
Martin Luther was more of peace.
yeah,
And.
no, she does not want peace.
Okay, then, yeah, definitely Malcolm X.
She's just
Yeah.
sitting in Darrow's ear being like, you need to fight back and kill people. And he
Hell
the whole
yeah.
time he's just
Hell
like,
yeah.
no.
You gotta sell me more on this main character now because his wife's the one that's kind of like wanting to sell me on this book now.
Darrow steps into the role
Yeah.
of the wrath and rage.
Oh, I'm
So
assuming. Oh, hold on. If I had to guess, I'm assuming from base of what you told me about his wife that something happens to her. Look at me put two.
possibly.
Look at me putting two and two together. I know this shit.
Yeah, some things happen that are very,
Yeah,
very
because I
upsetting.
mean, the fact that you said that she is the most beautiful and the most all this other stuff, and from
She's
what I
part of the
heard
lower
you,
class.
so from what you told me the other day about his wife and about the way that it is in that society, There is a good chance
So
she.
he
I don't
let
want to
me
like. I don't want to
okay.
like.
I
You
know
know
where
where
you're
I'm going,
going.
right?
I'm gonna stop you there. I'm
Because
not gonna
I
say.
made that assumption. Because now I remember, I made that assumption the other day, right?
So
And you're like,
I'm not gonna say what happens. It will only get you, like, if you don't know what happens, you will be on the side of Darrow
Oh,
on
yeah,
his
without a
quest.
doubt. Yeah.
So here's what I'll say. Land, do you know anything about Kratos and God of War?
I
Darrow's
mean,
Kratos.
oh shit. Oh, hold on. I get that I have an Xbox. I'm not a PlayStation guy, but trust me, I am all in the lore of God of
Okay,
War. So I know all about it, yeah.
it's not the exact same,
But it's
but
pretty fucking close.
by the end of book one,
He's turning into Kratos.
he is Kratos by the end of book one.
Oh, I'm already in. Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, he has his fucking shit on. He's hard.
Okay.
He might be the hardest. So I have him and the guy from Rage of Dragons on the same level of badass dudes on revenge. We are
That's
both
sick.
looking stuff up.
That's sick. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I'm just fucking around.
That would be sick. That's actually really sick.
I saw him as Kratos the entire time. And yeah, he is revenge, he is wrath, he is death. He doesn't start out like that, but he ends up being it.
I'm already in,
Respect.
dog. I'm in. This is
There's
my
one more
kind of
thing
book.
that you
This is
told me
my
in the
kind of book.
car earlier that hooked me.
So I'm getting there. I have two more, or I have 2.5 more points.
Cool.
My shortest one, and honestly, I think this is kind of funny how this works out in the book. Like I said, it's written in first person. It's from his perspective. So you are in the mind of rage, wrath, death. Like, he is an embodiment of those.
Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see. Absolute horror.
This
All
is
right,
him.
now.
That's
All
him.
right.
At certain points, it takes on, like, it's like reading a manifesto almost. Because he starts getting, like, so pissed off at the way things work and the way things happened that he just starts, like, spilling.
That's
And
fair.
he's a very angry guy. He's very smart and he's just pissed. It's literally like a terrorist manifesto. That's what it kind of reads like at times.
Now, is he smart for his class?
Yes, he's very smart for his class. And things change, but he's very smart for his class at the beginning, as it is. I will say he does get smarter as things go on. But I found myself getting radicalized. Like, as I'm reading this, I'm like, dude,
You're feeding into
I was like, you're right, man. Fuck him.
it. But that's the best then. I mean, those are the best kind of books though.
Yeah, I mean,
Like
but
when you feed into the kind of the chaos of it, like that's the best.
well, I mean, because effectively, like, he's being radicalized into being like a political terrorist.
Hell yeah.
And at a certain point, you start being like, yeah, dude, put that pipe bomb down. Fuck
Yeah,
it.
fuck those dudes. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So this is my when I see your text. We're still in the pod. I have one more point to make.
Okay, what you got?
This is the one that I told Liv about.
Oh,
Got careful with.
is this what got Liv?
Yes,
Is this what got Liv
yes,
hooked on it? Yeah.
yes, it is.
So, this is on my themes and vibe section of my review. Imagine the Hunger Games if the contestants were put in Percy Jackson houses, but in a fantasy draft. Led by a frat house.
Okay, you did not explain it like that to
I think
me,
you told
but
me
I'm
that.
still
I think
in.
that's how you, I think that's what you told me.
So, Hunger
I heard Hunger
Games.
Games and I'm in.
Okay, so
You told me something about Hunger Games. I
there is a very Hunger Games section of the book, and it is the best version of Hunger Games. So, it's team based where you're sorted into your Percy Jackson house, but it's Roman. So you have, Venus, Aries, Jupiter. No, not Aries, Mars, Jupiter,
Greeks better.
Demeter.
Greeks better. Hate to
I
say
don't
it.
know. It's just, it's hard.
Hate to say it, but Greek
Well,
mythology is better than Roman.
It's because the Romans just copied them.
Yeah, exactly. They just changed the names.
But that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah,
So
sorry. Sorry. That's a tangent.
you're sorted into your house, kind of. They do
Like
like a
Hogwarts.
oh, Jesus.
kind of, but no. So like each house is like a different kind of personality. So like
Like
obviously.
fucking Hogwarts, huh?
No.
In that way, yes. Actually, yes.
Sealand.
But it's different. So they do, like the what is it? The ENTJ or those so they do like a super version of that DNA testing to see what your like genetic like normalcies are. So like is there something in your genes where you have like an anger problem, or what's your like how smart are you? Things like that. So they give you all your scores, and then the leaders of those houses do a fantasy draft, and they're like, I need to make a team of killers to win the Hunger Games.
That's sick.
That's kind of cool.
So you're drafted in a team of like 50 dudes, and they're like, all you have to do is be the last one standing.
Out of 50, out of how many teams?
There's 12 teams.
So you gotta be the last two standing out of whatever 12 times fucking 50 is. I'm not a
It's over a
mathematician.
thousand.
Yeah, so you gotta be the last one standing out of that many people.
Well, you have to be the last team standing.
Last team. Okay. I thought you said like the last person.
No. So the other thing is they have this thing where each team is given basically like a scepter, like their flag, and if you touch it to someone's head, they become your slave and they have to do whatever you say.
Jesus Christ.
So if you take
So they pretty much become like a.
They become your vanguard.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for.
So you take prisoners, say, you 10 dudes, charge.
And they have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Okay.
So instead of Hunger Games where it's like one dude sitting in a tree or like a group of like three or four, this is legitimately like war bands.
That's sick. That is sick.
Yeah. The last thing I'll say about the Hunger Games part is
I'm assuming our main character is part of
Yeah,
this.
he is. I will say that you are full on in it. The game evolves in a sped up version of human evolution. So at the beginning,
Interesting.
there's no weapons. It's sticks and stones. You beat someone to death.
So it's you're killing someone with your bare hands, pretty much.
Yes. As things progress, so this happens over like months and months and months. Every month is like a major evolution. So all of a sudden, you're walking around
Oh,
and
so
you're like,
this is not like within like a couple week span. This is a long fucking
yeah.
deal. Oh, hell yeah.
How long is like
I
the
am
lifespan?
so in. I am
If
so
that's
in.
like, if I thought if he dies in like 35 years or whatnot, or 40 years.
No, that's
Well,
just
that's on his
because,
planet.
yeah, that's because shit happens where like their drill will blow up.
I mean,
Okay.
that's just their life. They were living
Yeah.
where they were at.
Yeah, they
Okay.
just happen to like, oh no, your
He
house
got
was built.
picked. He got picked to be in this shit.
Yeah,
And I'm
well,
in, baby. I'm in.
so every like month or so, you evolve in human history. So like you start out with sticks and stones, beating dudes to death. The next thing you know, oh, there's like a pickaxe right there, or like there's, you know, like maybe a knife. And the next thing it's here's a spear and a bow. And then all of a sudden, he's got a fucking like 1911 just.
That's awesome.
And then it starts picking up into the current day for this world. So you start finding like basically lightsabers.
Okay, I was about to say I don't know what the current day of the world is and what the weapons are and everything.
They have lightsabers, lasers, fucking any like all of the sci-fi weapons.
So we're thinking of like Star Wars kind of shit.
Not kind of, but like there's like sword whips.
Dude, that is awesome.
Yeah. And they have like basically like Halo armor.
Dude, I am so sold. I am so in. I
It's
am in.
so dope. But like one of the greatest parts, I like the mismatch where one team will find the next evolution of weaponry, and the people that they're coming into battle with are a step or two behind.
Oh, so you can find the stuff before another team. So is it like set out to where some like it's set out to where if you find it before someone else, you can. It's not like everybody gets it at the same time.
Yeah, also, it's
See,
like Hunger Games.
that's what I thought at first. I thought like everybody got it kind of the same. Like you progressed as long as you've made it.
No, so it's also like Hunger Games, or you know, in the Hunger Games, like the
You
more
rush for
interest,
weapons.
well, no, like the more interesting you were, how there were sponsors.
And they
Oh,
would
hell yeah.
send you like a gift or like
Oh,
a
hell yeah.
help. Yeah. So this is like if you prove yourself to be like that fucking guy, they'll be like, look, I'll give you the next evolution. So then all of a sudden you see a guy, you know, with legitimately like an assault rifle,
And you have a
or
fucking spear.
yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm gonna say. The Hunger Games part of the book is like two-thirds of the book.
Is that what ropes you in, kinda?
It does.
Or no, well, I mean, is it like what happens with his wife and then him becoming like?
I'm not going to say anything about how he gets into the Hunger Games.
Okay.
But the Hunger
I
Games,
have a theory, but you know,
it's
I'm
wrong.
gonna,
It's
I don't.
I'm you're not close. I can almost promise you. That is all I have. I think, and also I will say, I'm just going to give you a heads up. The following books don't have the Hunger Game aspect,
Of course. Yeah.
I don't think it loses anything.
I mean, yeah. I
But
mean, that was expected. I mean, I expected it not to go. Like, I didn't expect the Hunger Games to go for 6 books.
no, it's this is first book only, but it's almost like a crash course in how the world works. It's like a microcosm of this is how their society works.
Now let me ask you this. So if you win the Hunger Games, do you get upped in your position in the world? Or is that going to be like a, is that like a, some kind of, is that a spoiler?
So, if you win the Hunger Games, you basically get it's almost like you're doing it for corporate, not corporate, but like, so you know how in like Roman society it was all based on patronage?
Yeah.
So, if you win the Hunger Games, someone will be your patron.
So, I mean, you do have a step up in the world if that's the
Yes.
case.
Like there's
Okay.
a big benefit. Like you can set your career and your life. So like you know how like I said, like in within each hierarchy, there's a separate hierarchy. So like not all golds are the same. Not all reds are the same. So like a high red can spit on a low red and be fine. Same thing with gold, same things with obsidians. All of the colors have their own intermediaries. So the Hunger Games lets you jump within your tier.
Okay.
So if you're a low level within your color and you win, you are immediately at the top.
But you can't jump your color.
No, there's no way to jump colors.
Okay.
Because it's legitimately in your like DNA.
Okay. That was my question. That's all I was on.
Yeah. So that is all I have. I don't want to say anything else.
I'm excited to read
Because you know, I'll sit
Yeah.
here. I will sit here and pry you on stuff.
I know, Elena, you just need to read it. You should order the book today.
I will.
Open them
I
like a
will.
box land.
Oh, we've already. That's already happened, Liv.
Because I want to talk
As
about it so bad. Like, I want to
long as
spill
you
the
use
beans.
protection.
I want to spill the beans so bad. Y'all have no idea. I think.
I don't know
Well,
how
I know
many
you
times I
do.
pulled more stuff out of books from Josh than I needed to know.
Because Josh will
Because
talk
I
to my
want to
ear
know it,
off.
but at the same time, I want to read it at the same time, but I want to know.
He's told me the ending of so many
What?
books.
Oh, I thought you were
Well,
talking about this book. I was
not
like,
this book,
oh,
but he's
okay.
told me the ending of just about every single book he's read. And I'll tell you what,
I mean,
it
it's
takes
hard
him
not to though. Like, if
hard, hard
you're
work
hold on, you're
not to.
passionate at the end of that book. Like, you were like, you were passionate at the end of that. You want to tell someone so bad. And that's
See,
like, that's why I've kind of stuck behind Josh on books because, like, because, like, at the end of every book that I've read that he's told me to read, I've been so passionate at the end of them. I'm like, I'm serious, like, spill my guts about it.
Well, that's what I'm
Yeah.
telling you is I will tell you what books to read. There's some where I say, this was a good book. It's not super high on the list. So I'll just go ahead and tell you. This is a book where I think y'all would both
Oh,
love to read it.
I'm so in. I'm
Well,
so
we're
in.
gonna have all six of them in the house, so might as well
We already have
now.
five of them. I'm waiting for the last book's paperback to come out.
Good Lord.
Yeah, fuck hardcovers.
No,
Land.
see, my thing
Land.
is if I had them
A
all in
paperback
hardcover.
feel like now hold on. If I'm keeping a collection, I'd much rather have hardcovers. But if I'm wanting to read a book, I'd much rather have it paper. It feels better to me than
I
a
used to be the
hardcover.
same way, but now I really like a hardcover, but I will not buy a hardcover for a series that everything else I have in paperback. I just
That's
cannot do
fair.
it.
That's fair.
So
I
like
mean, what are the odds it's gonna like What are the odds you're going to take a chance on the book and be like, I think this is going to be the book that I want a hardcover, and you read the first book and you're just like, this is tough. I'm not really wanting to read this.
See, but I won't do that. I'll do so much research into a book before I buy a hardcover in it.
You never know that. You never know how you'll think
Well,
about it.
no, because like the Empire of the Vampire book that I read at,
The one that at our house?
yes, I read it
The
at
one that we were
our,
reading at the like when we would like sit there downstairs and read and you were telling me about it as we were reading.
yes.
That's a book I want to read based off of what we talked about.
That book is so hard. Oh my
I want to
gosh.
read it so bad now. I mean, from what we talked about, like why is we were like, because I was reading what? The Hunger of the
Obsidian.
Gods
Yeah.
series.
I think you
I
that's
think
what
that's
you
what I
were
was
reading.
reading at the time. I still haven't caught up to that series yet. I mean, they still haven't released the third book, so it's
I
not like.
see, and from what I was, so I talked to Liv about his other series.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I got shit on for reading that book at one point in time.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's because the person opened the book and was like, "Who the fuck is Thorkell and Orca?" And I was like, "Let me tell you about it real quick."
You shut the hell up.
I got defensive and I was like, "Don't you dare talk shit about Orca and Thorka, Thorkell."
So I said this in our episode about Faithful and the Fallen. Plug, listen to our episode of Faithful and the Fallen.
Plug.
But
There you go. Good transition there.
yeah. So that series I think is better than Shadow of the Gods. There's multiple characters that I was on the same level with as I was with Orca, but it felt a little bit just like more refined.
Okay.
Because
Does
like
Mary?
there,
Go ahead.
I'll say there's some parts of Shadow of the Gods that feels like really slow
Oh,
and just like
yeah.
plodding.
Yeah.
Whereas his other series, my only complaint about it is there's almost too much action. Like, if that
There's
makes
not there, there
sense.
there's not as like you need more dialogue almost.
No, it has the dialogue, but like
Is there not
it's.
that much back? Like, is it just, I
No,
don't know.
there's a bunch. The thing is, they're big books. Like each one's like 700 pages. There's just a like, it's a lot of running away, hiding, set an ambush, turns into a big battle, run away, hide, ambush, turns into a big battle. Like it's that cycle, and that's why I said it's very like video game feel. Where like the mission setups are kind of the same, where like you always end on like a big action set piece for like Call of Duty games, for instance.
Okay. All right.
Like
That
at
makes
the
sense.
end, shit hits the fan, and you went from a stealth mission to calling in airstrikes.
Like every Call of Duty campaign mission.
Yes, that's how the chapters are almost set up. But like I think it's a better story than Shadow of the Gods.
Well, the only reason why I was like so like hooked on the Shadow of the Gods series was just 'cause it was like a Viking.
Yeah.
Esque kind of just because I'm fascinated with that era and time and everything.
Yeah, I'm trying to find another good Viking-esque
I just like that. I
series.
mean, there's just something about that time period of like any like part in the world that I love, you
Well,
know.
so I will say you do get a good bit of that in this
Well,
series.
I mean, I was about to say like I kind of could tell that from what you've told us tonight. Like it seemed that way
It's
with
a
it's like that with modern technology or more modern than what we have, like
yeah,
futuristic technology.
it's those kind of cultures from a different viewpoint. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
But I want to stop talking about this because I'm going to spill something.
You're gonna spill the beans
I am.
all over
So,
the floor.
yeah. Well, I'm gonna cut off the recording. Thank you for listening. This has been a good one.
Peace,
Peace,
love.
peeps. See ya. Yeah.